This is program number LW2677. Well, you know, in a world where there are so many people, there's one problem that just shouldn't be ours. Hi, this is Larry West. I'm talking about the problem of loneliness. It's a little ironic, isn't it, that in an age where we have the greatest population explosion the world has ever known, I mean, there are now more than 5 billion people on this earth of ours, more people than we've ever had. In this age where we've had the greatest population explosion in the history of mankind, there are also more people who are desperately lonely than have ever been before. It seems that even the high-rise apartments in our big cities are nothing but monuments to loneliness. I mean, there's an incredible aching loneliness behind thousands of those doors. I know of those, both in the city and in the suburb, who go to large shopping centers for no other reason but simply to be able to talk to somebody in the store. I mean, at least the one at the checkout stand will speak to them. If you're sitting or standing there and you're nodding your head in silent agreement saying that you know what it means to be lonely, maybe I've got some suggestions that'll help. Think about this. Loneliness is not a matter of isolation. It's a matter of insulation. What I mean is, loneliness occurs when you build walls around yourself, when you refuse to let anyone else in. I mean, really let them in. It often happens that you fall in love with no one else but yourself. And what soon happens is you find out that you've ended up hating yourself. You've got to let someone else in. I mean, really, into your life. Loneliness is spending your days alone with your own thoughts, your own discouragements, having no one to talk to share your thoughts with. The cure for it is not a pill. I mean, you can't go down to the pharmacy and get one for this one. The cure is not suicide. The cure is a person. You've got to have someone with whom you can share your dreams, your dreads, your disappointments. And you can't sit around and wait for someone to enter. You can't sit around and do that. That may never occur. You've got to get up and take the first step yourself. You've got to walk into somebody else's life yourself, if you will. I'll bet you'll find a someone who's also lonely and who's not even thought about making the first step himself. Get up and start walking. Begin that journey into another person's life through service, through caring, helping. If you will, you'll find your loneliness vanish away, and his too. Here are some rules that might help. Consider these. Number one, keep moving. Don't let a week go by without giving or accepting an invitation. If no one calls you, then you call someone. Number two, practice speaking to new people. If you have to, learn some lines in advance. I mean, what to say at parties, what to say at the shopping malls, what to say anywhere. Number three, remember, the easiest social skill and the most endearing is to know how to listen. Don't do all the talking, if that's your problem. Be a good listener. It's amazing how you can win friends by just being willing to listen. Number four, make a habit of people. Now, that's a little expression I'd like for you to get a hold of. Make a habit of people. To do that, you've got to find every possible way to be with people, to do things with people, to become involved with people. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, a long time ago, there was once a man who found himself alone. His name was Adam. He was the first man God created. God knew it was not good for him to be alone, and that's why God wrenched from his side a rib. And from that rib, he made someone to be at his side, to stay at his side, to give him companionship and company. He made a woman, another human being. God doesn't want you alone. That's why he gave you people. Remember that today, all right? I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life? Maybe it'll help. I'd sure like to send it to you. What Controls Your Life? That's the name of it. It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.